The county recently launched a study to determine how many short-term rentals exist in Park City and the rest of the county. Attorney Thomas said that notably, only Airbnb has been remitting transient room taxes to the Tax Commission, and that's under an agreement with the state. He said the issue isn't new. Thomas told the council members that several years ago, Summit and other counties tried to pursue legal action against online booking companies like Orbitz and Expedia that were not passing on TRT revenues.
They collect it and they keep it.
How is that legal?
It's not legal. Other states have sued them and prevailed, but in order for us to have standing to do that, we had to go through the Tax Commission, and the Tax Commission had to be willing to take it on, and they weren't. And there were a lot of politics in play at the legislature.
Councilmember Roger Armstrong wondered why the booking companies haven't been hit with a class action suit from defrauded consumers. Thomas said for the Tax Commission to act, the legislature has to prompt them, but legislators are not inclined to regulate those businesses.
The last legislative session, we had a bill that would have basically allowed short-term rentals anywhere and would have withdrawn the authority of local government to regulate it at all. We were able to blunt that bill, and in the end, what that bill says is that we cannot regulate the advertisement of those things. But the original bill almost passed.
Representatives for those industries, he said, have a significant influence on Capitol Hill.
I will tell you that when we retained these firms and we first went to the Tax Commission, the lobbyists for the online bookings, they were all over this.
He said the Utah Association of Counties and the League of Cities and Towns would have to join in an effort. Thomas, who's a former state legislator, said the attitude on Capitol Hill is that the travel companies are good for the state.
The attitude up on the Hill is that, well, they're bringing business into the state. Our response has generally been, well, that's great, but they're bringing in impacts into neighborhoods that are residential neighborhoods, and the taxes that we would ordinarily have to try to address some of those impacts, we're not getting.
Deputy County Attorney Dave Thomas. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.